Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. I've got Frosty Wooldridge on the line here. We're going to talk about his new books, and we're going to talk a little bit about this coronavirus, and I'm glad to have him on the line. Frosty, thanks again so much for joining us. It's always such a pleasure.
Well, thank you, Mark. It is really a pleasure. I think we're really starting to dig into what's going on in America, certainly in the heartland there, but it just emanates completely across this country. And I know every citizen listening to this broadcast, and I certainly know every man and woman, whether they're a business person or whether they're a teacher or a nurse or they're a farmer, we're addressing each and every one of you, and you are addressing each and every one of us. So as they're all saying, we're in this together, and it's important that we give as much information out to everyone so that we can make gain critical solutions and we can make good decisions.
Just before the show, we were talking about some of your publishing. I guess some of your articles are getting published at other locations than normal?
Yes. For those of you who have not read this, I wrote this about 2 weeks ago, and it's gotten picked up by several other publishers who have asked to republish, and it's called This Is No Ordinary Time in History. And you can certainly find it in the immediate archives at newswithviews.com, Freedom's Phoenix, beforeitsnews.com, and another 10 others, but the easiest would be newswithviews.com. And this article was published March 23rd, actually. So what's that been, three weeks or so? And this is no ordinary time in history, because this thing is really expanding. It's well over a million cases across the world right now, and so we are dealing with something that will be no ordinary time in history, much like the Spanish flu, I think, in 1918, and you have the AIDS virus that has killed over 15 million people from Africa, and the list goes on. So, but what I did in this article was talk about the six aspects of what humans are doing to the planet. I mean, what they're creating, the consequences they're creating because of their flagrant misuse of the environment. And we can certainly go over that today, and the costs that are going to continue to come down on us. And as Mark and I have been discussing over the last couple of years, overpopulation is the main driver, is the single greatest driver of all of humanity's problems and challenges in the 21st century. And either we get a handle on this, or Mother Nature is going to take the handle away from us and simply do what she does. And you've all heard of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Well, certainly that is apropos here in the 21st century as far as the human condition and the fact that we are now at 7.6 billion of us, adding another 83 million of us every year net gain, on our way to reaching well over 10 billion by 2050. And one of the editors who asked for the reproduction, she said, "We're a typical newspaper in that the stories that we pick are guided by our mission statement." She's a lady publisher, and she says this is not being. She says, "I have read your article below, and it has information that is not being talked about in the major media. This information should reach a wider audience." And boy, oh boy, it should reach a wider audience. And so there's people out there that are really getting this. I also have a chance to get published in Westward, which is the second largest newspaper in Colorado, in Denver, Colorado, with Patricia Calhoun as the editor. Maybe its female editors have a much more greater understanding of what we're facing and are ready to take the risk to publish these overpopulation articles that I write, along with another 50 top writers that I know here in this country. So I'm excited about that. And for those of you listening, we've got to get this to the forefront. We've got to get it again. I'm ready to speak on Meet the Press. I'm ready to speak on Face the Nation, on 60 Minutes, on NPR. Terry Gross, Steve Inskeep. You all have heard those people on NPR. I'm ready to go on PBS because this is the issue that we've got to talk about if we're going to solve all the rest of our problems here in the United States.
So what were you saying? Six things that human beings are doing to the planet?
Yeah, well, it was just, you know, the one thing that I only, when I write a column, you can only write it between 800 and 1,000 words. So it has to be clean, it's got to be tight, it's got to grab you, it's got to grab your interest, and it's got to pull you through, and then it's got to educate you, and then what I try to do is to activate you. In fact, I do a lot of inspirational stuff, too. Any of you who have listened or written or read all of my stuff on Facebook, and you can all go to my Facebook page, Frosty Wooldridge. I've got over 5,000 followers right now because what I try to do is give facts but also inspirational pieces of, you know, how to live a great life, you know, the pace, the five ways to get down the road. I do a lot of inspirational stuff because we all need inspiration at this point in time. And so my Facebook page is loaded with that, but it's also loaded with, you know, the sobering articles that I talk about so that we can all learn and go forward and hopefully go forward with intelligence and awareness and understanding of what we're facing.
So do you have those six items in front of you?
Yeah, I sure do. And again, because this, again, and I say it in this article, I say that not only are these six items the very so important, but I could have another 20. And in fact, if I had more than 1,000 words, it would take a book. And of course, that book is coming out, America's Overpopulation Predicament, Blindsiding Future Generations, but it's not coming out until this fall. So what I talked about here in this no ordinary time in history, it starts out, we live in the 21st century, which caught us in a time of converging extremes. What constitutes those extremes? And so I picked out six, but again, I've got 20, but here's the six that I picked out for this column. We have human conflict across the globe. We have disease proliferation. We have catastrophic climate destabilization. We have economic chaos. We have oceans that are filled with plastics, 5 trillion pieces, and 70,000 different chemicals. And we have human overpopulation. And so as I go down through here, I address in just short paragraphs each one of these six aspects in this particular column.
So the big thing most people are aware of right now is disease, I guess.
That's correct.
And that's just been recently, if you think about it, within
the last 24 days.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you watch the news each night, and I watch the news just to pick up the tidbits of what's going on, we're well over 1 million cases of coronavirus or COVID-19, and we're now over 12,000 deaths here in the United States. It's in all 50 states.
Let me ask you about that because we've got 12,000-13,000 deaths, something like that, from coronavirus. But
correct.
Didn't we in 2018, I thought we had like 60,000 deaths from the flu, didn't we?
That's correct. One of the things that you have to have a balance here, and of course, one of the things about the mainstream media, and let's face it, they're all looking for all the people they can get to their particular NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, Fox, and so forth, is to create some kind of a hysteria out there. Or some kind of urgent, oh my gosh. And so we all get put on edge, and mostly here in the United States. I mean, me being a kid out of the 40s, we didn't even have a TV till I was like 12 years old, and it was NBC, ABC, and CBS. It was Walter Cronkite. It was those two other guys, David somebody and
Brinkley.
Yeah, David Brinkley and the other guy. And you just got a half hour and a snippet. Now, everything is a crisis. You've got every movie star who's having a divorce tomorrow or having a child that's on drugs, and then you have the football players, and you've got every kind of hysteria 24/7. And it's causing us all to be on edge most of the time. And that's, of course, why I just ride my bicycle to kind of fly away from all the troubles of the world. And I do that every day.
Right.
At the same time, I want to stay up with what's going on. And for those of you who appreciate this, we may have had 12,000 deaths from coronavirus in the United States in the last 25 days, but guess what? We have 1,000, I think it's about 1,900 heart attack deaths every day, and that's 24/7. That's 900,000 a year. I think it's about 900,000 heart attacks.
You're blowing my mind again, Frosty.
Yeah,
Yeah. 1,900 heart attacks every day?
Deaths. I think, okay, I'm pretty sure, but go.
That's phenomenal.
Look it up.
I believe you.
Okay.
I totally
believe you. Well, it's either the number one killer in the United States is heart attacks, and I think it's either 600,000 a year deaths or it's 900,000. If I'm wrong, let's go back down to 600,000. I know it's a minimum of 600,000 deaths a year from heart attacks. And so take 365 out of 600,000, and you've got 1,000 deaths every day from heart attack. But cancer kills off something close to that, almost 550,000, 600,000 cancer deaths right behind the heart attack deaths.
So,
then diabetes kills off about approximately 85,000 Americans every year, just diabetes. So the 12 or 13,000 coronavirus deaths are nothing compared to the heart attack deaths and the cancer deaths and the diabetes deaths. In fact, right now, according to the CDC, that there are, about 13 kids overdose on drugs every hour in this country, teenagers. And
wow.
You can look that up, too. But so there are a lot of different – there are over what? There's about 20,000, 25,000 traffic deaths every year. Do you know a million people are killed every year just in traffic deaths around the world? A million. That's
wow.
Right. Look it up, a million. So here in the United States, it was a high of 44,000 traffic deaths in the United States every year, and we don't think about that at all. Because that's, well, they're all accidents and somebody died. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I did a piece last first part of the year. There are 11,000 accidents in the United States last year from texting, from people texting while driving. And there were 4,000 deaths from the texting deaths and over 18,000 traffic accidents where the guy was drunk and killed somebody. And so we haven't done anything about the drunk driving deaths, even with Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. So there's a lot of death going on in this country every day that we don't even think about, but it's still going on. And the cancer deaths and the heart attack deaths, they're off the charts.
So if we have 1,900 deaths per day from heart attacks, you'd think they ought to lock down society for heart attacks. I mean, I know it's not communicable. You can't really give your heart attack to the guy next to you, but still, you know, that's a lot.
It's a lot. There's no question. And so what I'm saying here is everyone collect yourself. We don't need to be in hysteria. Yes, I've my wife and I do have our little masks, and we have them fitted to our faces. And if we go on a Sunday night when hardly anybody is at the Natural Grocers grocery store. In fact, this last Sunday we had a week's worth of food, and we're only two women in there, and then the rest were the cashiers and the stock people. And I was in and out of there in 20 minutes because I want to give myself the best possible chance to not catch coronavirus, especially anybody over 70 is extremely vulnerable to it. So use common sense. That's in the final analysis. That's what we have to do. And this too shall pass. There was SARS. We had M1N1. We've had AIDS in this country. We had the SMEAR virus that came through. We've had like four or five or six viruses in just the last 15, 20 years. And so we're going to come through this thing. And yes, some folks are going to meet their maker, if you will. I could be one of them. So I'm not sitting here saying, oh boy, they're all going to, whomever's going to die. I could be one of them. But in the meantime, be prudent, be intelligent, social distance of 10 feet or whatever. Obviously, we don't have this. I just wrote a letter to all my gym friends that I work out with 6 days a week, and we all miss each other because we all lift weights together. We share the swim lanes. We're on the stationary bikes. We're on the running tracks, and we don't have it anymore. And so, yeah, they were all, I miss you too, And so, yeah, it's a little bit of a change up, but once we conquer this thing, the antibodies that are coming out and the people who have survived the coronavirus, they may be using that for the new injections to give us immunity. So good things are going to happen, and I think they're going to happen fast because of the virility of this particular virus.
People should think about zinc, D3, vitamin C, hydroxychloroquine, which they're having real good.
Hydroxychloroquine with zinc.
You always got to take zinc with that, or you're going to be in trouble, right?
Right, exactly.
Because that drug pushes the zinc into the cells, I think. Or it'll push something else in there if it doesn't have zinc, right?
That's right. That's correct. You need that combination so that it's effective and doesn't do any damage. So, yeah, you're right on.
And Schweppes water has quinine in it. Have you ever
quinine,
heard of that?
Quinine, that's correct, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had a little bit of that yesterday. That's supposed to help, too.
That's exactly right, yeah. So, look it up. And again, just use your intelligence. No one needs to go nuts over this. No one needs to be in fear. Fear is the worst thing to waste your time. I never worry, and I don't fear. I simply deal with the facts. I deal with what we're dealing with. I face the day with a positive attitude. I'm smart about it. I'm not going to a ball game. I'm not going to go into a group. I don't go to church on Sundays at this point in time. Just be prudent, and each person who's prudent will be fine for the most part. And those who are imprudent... they will probably pay a price. But again, think of all the people who have heart attacks. Mostly they're overweight. They've been eating Pizza Hut and hamburgers and cheeseburgers and drinking Pepsi their whole lives. And they got really fat, and so they have a heart attack. And the cancer, much the same way. Bad food, chemicalized foods, processed foods, all the kinds of things that create cancers in the body. People that eat that way, don't exercise, they're obviously going to pay a price.
And I appreciate you getting me off coffee just by telling me what happens when you drink coffee.
You're welcome.
I mean, it really causes your stomach to bleed, right?
That's right. Again, the three aspects of coffee or any caffeine-dominated beverage is microscopic hemorrhages in the stomach lining, which are accumulative and will end up as a bleeding ulcer, depending how much you drink of that particular beverage, whether it's coffee or Mountain Dew or Pepsi or Coca-Cola. And then, of course, it goes to the high blood pressure of 10 to 15 points per glass or cup of coffee. So then it puts a back pressure on your heart. And having been a cardiac catheterization technician, I know the heart backwards, forwards, up and down, the QRS wave. And then, of course, PVCs, the premature ventricle contractions that a cup of coffee causes you, or a Mountain Dew or a Coke or a Pepsi or whatever. Those are very bad for your heart because they cause the heart to be out of balance and hiccups. And so that's why there's so much detriment to drinking coffee and soda pops or anything with caffeine in it.
So you were saying that the sodas like Mountain Dew and Coke and things like that can cause the lesions in the stomach as well, the ulcer type things?
Anything that has all that caffeine in it is doing major damage to your body. And it's a cumulative damage. It's not just one time. It's the damage over time. And so the coffee drinkers that keep drinking and drinking and drinking, they're the ones that are going to get the bleeding ulcer. They're the ones with the high blood pressure. They're
that
the
was
ones
me.
That are making. Yeah, that was
I,
you.
I would drink 6-7 cups a day sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
It's terrible for you.
Oh,
it ruins your stomach.
It ruins your stomach. And it ruins your heart, too.
That's the amazing thing.
The back pressure on your heart alone. I mean, Americans are really so frivolous about their health until they don't have it anymore. And you know, all of the people that have these heart attacks every year, they could have stopped it. It's a self-chosen malady. If you keep eating the way you're eating and you keep getting fatter and fatter and fatter and you keep thinking that cheese is what you want to stuff into your gullet and ice cream and all the other dairy products and then red meat, throw the meat on, throw the bacon on, throw the cheese on, it's going to block your heart. And what I've always used the example is just pretend the blockage in your heart of cholesterol, the LDL, which drops its load because it gets oxygenated as it goes through the heart. That's why the LDL, that's the low lipids, they literally get oxidized through the right and left coronary artery as they feed through the heart and get oxygenated from the lungs, and that's where the LDL drops the load, and then that. It's like candle wax. That LDL load gets oxygenated, and then it drops like candle wax into the main artery. And then that main artery gets more blocked. And by the time you're 40, 45, you're looking at there's four classes of coronary artery disease. First class is about a 15-25% occlusion of the right and left coronary, descending arteries. And then you go from 25, and then class two is 25-45. And that's when you've got high blood pressure, and that's when you've got problems coming on. And then when you hit a class three, and that's 45 to 60-something percent, and of course, most people will have a heart attack somewhere around class two. And by class four, as a matter of fact, President Bill Clinton was the luckiest guy on the planet, along with Dave Letterman. They both had class 4 coronary artery disease, and they had like 4 vein bypass grafts to save their lives. It was amazing they both didn't have an immediate heart attack and death, but instead they got their 4 or 5 vein bypass grafts, and that saved their lives. Otherwise, both of them would be dead right now.
This is stunning. Now, if you had to pick one thing, I know this really blows me away. If you had to pick one thing, that was the worst thing for your heart. What would it be in terms of food? What is the worst thing, or could you pick one?
Yeah, a morning breakfast of bacon, sausage, eggs, butter on your toast, and coffee.
Yeah. Gosh.
That's the all Midwestern diet, unfortunately.
Where does cheese fit in all this? I haven't given up cheese yet, and I think I probably should think about it real hard.
I'd think really hard about it. Yeah, again,
really?
Cheese is just another cheese is simply another aspect of throwing the candle wax into your and here it is. I'll give you an example. The cholesterol count, serum cholesterol. If you're below 160 milligrams per deciliter unit measure of blood, you are non-saturation level. So your cholesterol levels, you have to have cholesterol, of course, should be between 120 and 160. If you have 120 to 160, full serum cholesterol, then you're going to be just great your whole life because you've kept it within the bounds where it's used by the body because it's used throughout the body. But if you're over 160 and the average American is at 220, then you are dripping that candle wax faster and faster. And those who have those heart attacks in their 40s and 50s, they've got over 300 milligrams of cholesterol in their blood count. And some go up to 350 and more. And so when you get to that level, I mean, once you get past 160, every point over 160 means the faster you're building that candle wax dripping into your arteries and closing them off. And they might close off in your legs, and then you would have a lack of circulation in your legs, and then you would have all sorts of, you can have gangrene in your legs from shutting off the blood flow to your legs, and some people do. They actually have to have their legs amputated in the last part of their lives because they don't have enough flow because they've packed in all of this candle wax. So, yeah, I'm using candle wax as an example, but that's what it is. And for those of you out there who think that statins are going to do you some good, look up statins. They are dangerous. They should never be prescribed, and they shouldn't be taken, but they have millions and millions and millions of people are taking statins, and they're a very dangerous drug. You're better off to take red yeast tablets, actually. Red yeast tablets are much more effective than statin drugs to keep your cholesterol down. But the simplest thing I can tell you, Mark, is simply stay away from all of those cholesterol kinds of foods. And again, bacon, sausage, cheese, eggs, whole milk, ice cream. Those are the things that you want to stay away from because those are the things that cause that candle wax to drip faster and faster as your cholesterol levels go up. And you got to stay slim and trim, folks. You get fat, the body does not like fat, and it's going to absolutely backfire on you. And so whether you get to Jenny Craig or whether you get to Sonabello or you get to a Slim Fast, I don't care what you get to, get help from a professional and slim and trim. Get yourself back down to your high school weight, and then you'll be able to live and operate vibrantly and have a very exciting and fun life.
What a fascinating conversation, Frosty. Somehow the time is gone. We've only got 3 minutes left. Please tell people about your book and your writings, and then we'll say goodbye.
Okay, well, thank you, Mark. It's always a pleasure. For those of you who want to get a hold of me, frostyw@juno.com. If you've got a burning issue that you want Mark and me to discuss, then get at it. My website's howtoliveafelifeofadventure.com, and you can contact me there. I write for newswithviews.com twice a week on Monday and Thursday. You'll see my mug shot there on the page. And we'll keep this conversation going. And use your brains, social distancing, wear a mask, be smart, and we're going to work through this thing together because we're all in this thing together.
Thanks, Frosty. Have a great day.
And God bless.
Bye-bye.